Yeah. So holding over here, six lines from the top in Zayin Amal Aleph. Tanya Rabbanan. Vayishu shnei anashim b'machna. Elder and Medad were left in the machna. They went to the machna. Yeshayim b'kalfi nishtayu. That a box. What's that? Shabashah shamalai kadosh baruch hu. L'maisha asfali shivim mish mizikna Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem told Moshe, gather me 70 people, 70 Zakenim. I'm a Moshe. So Moshe said, Ketzad Esa, how should I do this? Ever Shisha Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, if I should gather six from each Shevet. So what's 6 times 12?
72.
Nimtza Shnayim Yisayim, so I'm going to have left over. You told me to gather 70, and I'm going to have 72. What should I do with the two extra? Iver Chamisha Chamisha, if you tell me to gather 5, we call Shevet V'Shevet, Nimtzu Esrim Asara Chasem. 5 times 12 is 60. So I'm missing 10. So it doesn't stim in the numbers. If it's Shisha Mishevet Zeh, V'Chamisha Mishevet Zeh, if I should pick 6 from this Shevet and 5 from another Shevet, Harini Matal Kina Ben HaShvatim. I'll pick 10 Shvatim, I'll pick 6. 2 of them, I'll pick 5. So I'm going to have, there's going to be jealousy between the Shvatim. So what should you do? Ma'asa, what did he do? Bir Shisha Shisha. He picked 6 from every Shevet. Ve'evi Shiva V'shnayim Piskin. And they picked out, they made 72 raffle tickets. Pieces of paper. Al Shivim Kasav Zaken. 70 he wrote, you're going to be a Zaken. A Zaken. V'shnayim Aniyachalak. 2 of them he left empty. Balalan, he mixed it, v'nasna v'kalfi, he put it in his box. Amalem, he told them, boyu v'tlu piskechem, go ahead and take your raffle ticket. Kol mishallah b'yadei zaken, anyone that chose zaken, it was good. Amal kvar kitshicha shemayim, you already chosen in shemayim. Mishallah b'yadei chalak, the two that were left over, that picked empty ones. Amal makim lechavetz bach. The Baruch Hashem obviously doesn't want you. Ani ma'aslach, I have nothing to do for you. I can't do anything for you. So Eldad and Medad, so what happened over here? Eldad and Medad, they were worried that they were going to pick the room, that they were going to pick the chalak, the empty ones. So they went for hiding. They were one of the 6 that were chosen originally, but they went for hiding because they were worried that they were going to lose. And Lamaisa, what happened is that the other two people already picked the empty ones, and that's why we called them back to say that, don't worry, you're going to be able to pick the Zakat. So now why did, Masha asks a question, why did we need that everyone should pick? Why do we need 72 raffles? Let there be 12, and each Shevet, one person from each Shevet should pick, and 10 of them should say Shisha, and 2 of them should say Chamisha.
Because who should it be?
Well, anyways, you have to pick who it should be.
Meaning,
how do we get the first 6?
Meaning make 12 tickets that 10 say set
right.
6 and
how
two
do we
say
get
5.
The first, right, exactly. How do we get the first 6?
Okay, so you don't have to be mavaj somebody.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still a problem. No, but...
What you say is that this shape, they have to pick 5. So what you left with, oh, they have big politics. The other shape is, they have... up to 6 people.
No, well, because the Nazi doesn't want to say not you.
Yeah, each person, but how do we get the first 6? How do we get 6 out of the Shevet? These are thousands of people. Yeah, who do we tell to? Yeah. So the same way you choose them, choose them this way, and just pick out one ticket of every Shevet. Why do we have to go ahead?
The same way, you don't have to pick anybody yet. Just do a girl first of who should get 6.
No, I'm saying he wants to know, but which 6?
Which 6 what? Afterwards, which 6? Same way we picked you.
No, you did 2 times. 1, who gets 6, who gets the 5.
Right.
And then they have a girl for who...
Right, so the Mashal says you don't want to make 2 girls. Right.
Why do you need
say?
A second girl?
Oh, so Mashal is asking very good. Why do you need a second girl? Don't just pick one divider from every Shevet. Or you don't have to pick one, whoever it is. Every Shevet you pick it. And now if you have 5, you just pick 5. You don't pick 6 and go down to 5.
Because they wanted to have a kiddush from Hashem.
This is a kash on the Mashal. The Mashal says...
What's the Mashal's teretz?
Mashal's teretz is that you don't want to pick twice, like Shmuel said.
How would you pick twice?
Because what am I going to do? I'm going to first pick... I picked 6 from each one. Now you're going to have to make a girl in the... Which 5 of the 6?
Avoid that step.
Avoid that step and just do like you're saying. That's a good kash.
It's going to be still politics.
No, it's not.
Sure there is going to be a... In the shade, we only get to pick 5.
No, the
That doesn't matter anyways. I'm saying, what's the difference?
No, here, every shaver got to pick that.
Pick, what do you pick? What's the stuff I'm picking?
Because
we pick empty ones?
It's six candidates that we're letting Hashem finish the best. Over here, you're making it that the one who gets asked is the day of. You're given with five choices to pick. Why does my shaved only get a chance to pick five?
Because you, because your shaved is the day of.
But I was supposed to be that sixth one.
No, you weren't. You don't even know who you are.
Because you have a mind. You have a mind.
I don't have a mind. I don't have a mind. What do I want?
But the saying that Hashem says, Hashem, just like Hashem said, he doesn't want those people. He says, I don't want the whole shaver. I don't want anybody. I don't want the sixth. It's worse.
I want the shaver. I just want five of the shaver.
Right, so your shaver, I'm saying.
No, but he also that's what's ending up happening. It's only be five of that shaver.
But it's better if, but by all the garbage that they had, including by Yerusha, you had out the Hashem. And the Nazi picking is not out the Hashem.
Okay, I don't want to. Yeah, okay, fine.
So what's the Tiras?
No, good kasha.
But if your Tiras is that it's all Hashem, then the whole thing should be all Hashem.
It is.
That's not your Tiras, and have Hashem, then Adam.
No, because that's why when they picked
Zakashi,
they had both.
Mishnayim chalak lenichta v'leim zaken. Two of them didn't say zaken. Misha ala biyadi chalak v'shnayim eisen shivim shal chalit and ala biyadi chalak v'nishtayim shnei piskin. And it was left over two raffles shei ksuvim b'kalfi. Shei yishal elda demeder. It was left for elda demeder. Shei hal chalit that it was scared to take. Shei nishayim shli ala biyadi chalak. So they were cop-outs. They were scared that their raffle ticket, they would rather not pick, and their raffle ticket should be empty.
That
was what?
That's a mitzvah mechesh.
Very cool. Right, so,
that's the
help?
Whole thing that they were cowards.
They're cowards.
That's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing.
It's not what Rashi says. They were cowards.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Rashi says here. Zot ma'avaita. Another story with picking. Keitzav davat ha'im v'lekachta chameishes shkalim l'gagaylus. What happened? The Benishim told Moshe that the Bechayrim have to give over, be paid to themselves, and the Levim were taking over. Right. We know that the Bechayrim first were going to be the Kayanim. And then the Levim took it over. So there were more Bechayrim than Kayanim. So the Bechayrim that were able to give over to the Levim, okay. But there were extra Bechayrim that couldn't give over to the Levim because they were leftovers. There were more Bechayrim than Levim. So how are they paying themselves? How do they redeem themselves? If they're giving it over to the Levim, so that's how they redeem themselves, by giving over to their Kedusha to the Levi. But over here, they were leftovers. How were they able to give it over? So Zakta Gemara. So the Baruch Hashem said, give each one chamisha shkalim. Redeem yourself by giving chamisha shkalim. Look at God. It's Amma Mashiach. Kates to Eslan. No one's going to want to give money. Why should I pay? Look at Shal. Imma Imatan li pidyayin chavit say, give me my pidyin, pay money. Yayim alik fabidani ben Levi. I redeemed it already with Ben Levi. I'm not paying. Ma'asa. Hevi esim v'shnayim alfim piskin. He gave 22,000, 22,000 levim. So 22,000 raffle tickets. Because of Leim ben Levi. There were extra 273 Bechayim, more than the Levim. So Kasav Aleim Chamisha Shkalim. So he wrote on those five Shkalim. Balan, he mixed it up and asked him a copy, put it in the back. Someone then, Klupis Keichem. Everyone take a raffle ticket. Mishal Abiyad Ben Levi, anyone that came up Ben Levi, Amalei Kvar Padacha Ben Levi. You're redeemed already by Ben Levi. Mishal Abiyad Chamisha Shkalim. Amalei Tempid Yonch, if it say, give me five Shkalim and get redeemed.
Every loser is a winner.
Every loser.
He's losing five shkalim.
He's losing five shkalim.
No, he's getting a mitzvah.
Yeah. You hear what's going on? So they picked out, whoever picked out Ben Levi, he was a Levi. He gave it over for free. He gave over, he redeemed himself for free because the Levi took it instead of him. But the other people, the 273 out of 22,000, 37, picked out a raffle ticket that was said he has to give five shkalim. Fine. Zokti Rashi v'lekach chamesh chamesh b'chayos ha'ayit min ha'levim, the leftovers in levim. I'm alen l'chal b'chayos bo klu p'skechem take I'm shimon ha'im no. Why did they stay in the machna? So here we have one reason why Elder Ahmed that stayed in the machna, because they're worried they're going to pick out the losing ticket. Shimon says a different reason. Machna shtai b'shal sh'am alen k'lesh b'ch l'maysi osru l'shivim ish. When Moshe told Moshe, gather me 70 people. Elder Meda said, "Einanu ruyim la'isa gdula. We're not ready to be part of these six, part of these 70 people of the Shvat of to be Neviim, Zekeinim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyel me'atzam atzchem. Since you are Anavim, you are Anav. You thought you're not going to be included. Hareini Moshe gdula al gdulaschem. Not only that, Not only you thought you're not going to include, I'm going to give you, I'm going to add to you gedula. What did he add more than the rest of the zakenim? Shenaviim kulon nisnabu upasku. All the neviim said nevuah and they stopped. Vehem nisnabu v'lo upasku. They said nevuah and continued on with the nevuah. Now which nevuah? Ma nevuah nisnabu? Which nevuah did they say? Amru. They said Moshe meis. Yeshua Machas Eretz Yisrael. They said that Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua is going to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Avachan noyma. Avachan shem shuma belezal iske slav him isnabu. Right, Klal Yisrael was complaining. We're eating man. We don't want man. We want slav. We want some birds. So that's what they said. Nevuah, ali slav, ali slav. Let the slav come up. They said nevuah. The Klal Yisrael is going to be complaining. Nachmanam al iske gog magog. They said nevuah that eventually, before Mashiach comes, there's going to be Mohammed's gog magog. Hayim isnabu. Shnema. Like it says in pasuk koyim Hashem alikim ato. Huashadibati. This is what we're going to say eventually. This is what you said. Biyam kadmainim early on, biyad abdi nevi yisrael, and nevim biyam haim, shanim, lefikach, lahavi ayis chalein, this is what you're going to bring on to Klal Yisrael, gog and magog. Atikah shanim ala shnayim. Two people said this nevuah, veizu shnayim, veizain shnayim, shnayim nevim, shenisnabu perek echa nevuah achas. Two people said the same nevuah. Normally there's no two nevim that said the same nevuah. Here's where two nevim said the same nevuah. Vayim elder the meidad, there we see that there are two people that said the same nevuah, and that's going to be a mitzvah by gog and magog. Did we have gog and magog? Didn't we have gog and magog? World War II, gog and magog? No, what?
TBD.
What's that?
To be determined.
To be determined, okay.
Umar said, I'm not going to have gog and magog.
Yeah. Talk to Umar about it. Umar, call the Nevi'im kul nisnabu pasku. All the Nevi'im said Nevu'ah and stopped. V'hein nisnabu v'loi pasku, they said Nevu'ah and it didn't stop. Menol on the pasku, how do you know that the Nevi'im said Nevu'ah and it stopped? Ilay minchsevay yisnabu v'loi yasifu v'loi yasafu. It says that they said Nevu'ah and it didn't stop there. Ela ma'ata kol gado v'loi yasaf. It says where the Shechina spoke v'loi yasaf and it didn't. Achanamid la'yasif, you're going to tell me that the Shechina stopped? The kol Shechina doesn't stop. So Asaf doesn't mean Yasafu doesn't mean stop. Ella, the loy pasak. Ella, the loy pasaku. It didn't stop. Loy Asaf means it didn't stop. So how can you tell me loy Yasafu means it stopped? So where do you know it from? So where do you know that the nevuah stopped? Ella hachak ksiv by yisnabu. By the shazakenim it says by yisnabu. Hasam ksiv misnabim. Adayim misnabim. By elder amedar it says misnabim. They're still saying nevuah. The Snam Baruch and they're still continuing saying Nevuah. So the Mabishlam and the Man Dama Moshe Meis. If you're going to tell me that they said Nevuah, that Moshe is going to die. Hayin and the Chsev Adoni Moshe Klein. This is what Yeshua told Moshe, get rid of these people. Look what the type of Nevuah they're saying. They're saying that you're going to die. El Man Dama Hanach Tati is going on the other two that they said Nevuah, that is going to be Slav. Or they said Nevuah, the Mechamas Gagam Magaik. May Adoni Moshe Klein, why should you keep them quiet? Why should you get rid of them? What did they do wrong? It's not their chetz. It's like a Talmud saying, paskening in front of Rebbe. Since they're saying Nevuah in front of Moshe, that's like a Talmud, and they deserve skill. You're not allowed to pasken in front of your Rebbe.
You can't control it.
Oh, you're saying good. Nevuah has to be, you can't stop Nevuah.
And then one second. You get important news, right? You go to the beggars and the guys.
It's a very good question, Shmuel.
Right? You go to your
president. You have to repeat it. Since it's not covenant, so you give them talking tzibur, and then I won't be able to.
You know the Gemara's tats.
Isn't Kedushin rule only some people say it's only if it's when that zman happens that they go mug over heaven.
That could be, but it's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha.
Hashem gave him the nevuah, and they're not allowed to
say it. So the truth is like this. Right? That's a lot. That's a Shmuel's kasha. So they could say that it depends. Every nevuah didn't come with clarity. You could touch it up the way you want.
You choose the words?
You know that it's nevuah, but you don't know exactly what it was said. It was only, the Gemara in Sukkah says, it was only certain nevuahs that was aspaklayim ear. Moshe Rabbeinu got nevuah.
But they both had the same thing.
Same thing, right.
It's about Bala.
So you have to say what Yaakov's saying. That a nevuah that's going to be for later. You don't have to reveal now. You can reveal
that. That only answers the third one.
Yeah. Okay, Zach's good. The Rishayna Mechumash asked this question. Yeah. Zach, the Gemara, Bishlam, the man, the Mahanach, Tati, Hanan, the Chsiv, Meyitain. So, what's the one thing? We just answered why any Nevuah is not, Yeshua told Moshe to get rid of them, is because, Tama, the Mayor, Lachav, Nei, Rabbi, you're not allowed to pass, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to pass, you're not allowed to say Nevuah in front of your Rabbi. So, Zach, the Gemara, Bishlam, the man, the Hanach, Tati, the other two, which is Slav, and Goy, Gumaga, Kanan, the Chsiv, Meyitain. Moshe told Yeshua, okay, they had a nevuah, what's wrong? El Mandam and Moshe Meis, Menachav and Nichalei, he was okay with it? Moshe was okay? Yeshua told Moshe we have to get rid of them, Moshe was okay with it? So the they didn't tell him what, Yeshua didn't tell Moshe what the nevuah was. They just said they had a nevuah and they're saying over the nevuah. So therefore Moshe didn't tell them you have to get rid of them. Moshe said, what's wrong if they say nevuah? So the my client, how should you get rid of them? What was Yeshua telling them? Kill them? What did Yeshua want? Amalei hatel alein tzarche tzibur. Put on them the oil at tzibur. Take care of tzibur. They ain't kolam alein. And then they're not going to say nevuah by itself. The nevuah is going to go away. Why? Zok the tap taisvis. They ain't kolam alein. Pish nevuasam kala. The nevuah is going to get rid of them. They're not going to be with them. The ain't shchin ashaya.
Why does
that have to be atzvis?
The burden of work.
Brings you depressed. Huh?
Tzachetzibur is depressing, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's what they need a bracha, every musaf.
Because you can't make everyone happy. You know that. You can make 90% happy. The other 10% will be a
kalayim.
You'll be the first person to make me happy.
Zok Tiashi.
I keep telling you thank you for all the things you do.
Zok Tiashi. I'll just get Slav
Tzach Shai, son. What does that mean?
It was right then. It's right then. It was a tzarech for them to know what was going on. That the slav is going to happen. What's the tzarech, you mean?
I don't understand what it means.
No, right then they said nevuah is something that's going to happen for them. It wasn't for something going gomagai.
How long later did the slav happen after they said it?
Right after they said it, it happened. It's a tzarech shemim. Atik ishanim el ashnayim. Ilam yachsevu b'shaz kenim v'lo yisaf v'mfesh v'lo yisifu alamata kol gadol v'lo yosef d'shchino hachanamid lo yosef v'lo kol lo yipasa kul kol shchino yinei pasa. Zok the Gemara, we said that you have 20. The Mishnah said how many you have. You have 20 Sanhedrin and Sanhedrin Ketana we're talking about. Eda, and then that's what we learned, you need 20. That was 10. And Shavtu Eda v'tzila Eda, it says again, so each Eda is 10, so that's 20. So now how do you know 23? So the Gemara said, another one is... It was for Embez and Shakel, and then let's see Achel and Rabbis that you need at least another two to say Chayiv in order to be Mechayiv. And it means you need more than one. You have, let's say, 11 and 11 saying, you have 11 and 12 saying Zakai.
What about 11 and 10?
11 and 10 is not good. Why? You need another two saying Chayiv.
No, so originally it was 8 to 8 is 20.
It's 20.
Embez and Shakel is 21.
It's 21. And then you need another two to say chayiv, more two than zakai to say chayiv.
You need two.
Two to say chayiv, sorry. And another two to say chayiv than zakai.
Why can't you have that with 21?
Because it's an odd number, it'll be 10 and 11.
It could be 10 and 11, it could be...
Sorry, oh, I need...
No, you can't have it. You can't have a case where it could be 10 and 11.
I can't have a case where it could be 10 and 11.
Because chayiv, you need two.
Chayiv, I always need two more.
And if it's
20, does it mean? Oh, that's the most kasha. Saif, this is what we ask in the Mishnah. L'ra pishnayim le'mishkachas lo. You're not going to have bad two more.
It's
why?
It's not guaranteed that
you're going to have bad. Right. Iyachad osa mezakin. You added another two, but you gained nothing. Iyachad osa mezakin. If there are going to be 11 saying schus, pishnayim osa mechayivin and 12 saying chayiv, akati chadu. There's only one more. Iyasar mezakin. If there are 10 saying schos and 13 saying chayiv, it's three more. So you never have a case that it can
plus
be two
is
more.
Only a mile.
Is it
I understand, but the Mishnah like said that two.
What if you have to say the second half? Isn't the kasha that there's not necessarily you're going to have two?
Yeah, the kasha is even more than that. The Mishnah says that you're going to have two. I want to have two more. I'm never going to have two. There's never that number. question is that there's never...
You should have meant at least two, obviously. What if Bezin's unanimous? You don't paskin according to them.
No, but the Mishnah is mashma that you could have a case of two. There's never such a case. There's never a case of two. There's never a case that the Atiyah L'Rah is Shnayim. The Mishnah says that the Atiyah L'Rah is Shnayim. The Atiyah is going to be two.
What can it be 13 and 11?
You have 23.
No, what can it be?
13 and 11 is 24.
What can it be 12?
24.
It's no number, it's odd.
3 and 1.
Right? So you can always have more than two, but you can never have two. It's mashma, you can have two. You're right. I'll find you a case. If you add it, that means one person said he doesn't know. You added another two, then those two need to say chayiv, and then you'll have 24.
You start off with how many?
You start off with
10.
Adding to the bezdin?
You add it to the bezdin.
So I start off with 21?
23.
I start with 23.
Yeah. One guy says he doesn't know, so you have 22. So let's say you have 11 and 11 saying one thing.
Somebody
said
that doesn't know.
You had two.
So you had two. And if those people said...
One of the Bethlehem says he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He takes himself out of the Bezin.
He takes himself out of the Bezin. So you add another two.
Then it's even number.
Two.
Yeah, but then it could be Bezin Shakel. What happens then?
Oh, then you'll have to add another
two.
But then it's possible to have at least two.
You need them to say Chai. You pick two guys. Hey, would you say he's innocent? Would you say he's innocent? Like, how do you...
But you'll have a case... That you could come up with two more.
But the Mishnah doesn't make... The purpose of the Mishnah would be that every time there's a chayiv, there should be two more. That
was saying is not true. We don't have... It's impossible to have that oif to. It's a very interesting thing. You hear what's going on here? You hear what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying, that's why you could have a case with this two. Not that there's always going to be, but you could have a case with this two.
And what if each one... That's what we're saying. What if they each take...
You have to take another two. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So you keep...
But you could have a case...
Shopping, it's
we just need once that there should be shy of such a thing.
Tampering.
See, we found one case that could be shy of such a thing. We said, this is by a bezin of 23 where it could happen. By Sanhedrin Kedaila, you always can have it like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shivim is, you only need 70, you never need 71. So you can have two more, whenever, always you can have two. It's an even number, you can always have two. When you have an odd number, you can't have two. Yeah? Right? It means by 23 we were stuck. You don't have a case of two. Here you have a case by 70, it's an even number, so you can have two. So Vamar Abavo, my sifin, Isan Bezin Shakalikatila, Pshita, it's Pashat. Mao the Tema. Hi the Kama Any Day Command the Isadami, the one that says he doesn't know. It's like he's still around. Viyama Milsa Shaminalay. And if he comes later and says, you know what? No, you know, I decided on one way. We listen to the Kamashon, the Haida Kama Day, Command the Lessadami. If he comes afterwards and says a reason, he's out. Amrav Kahana. We don't listen to him anymore. Amrav Kahana, Sanhedrin Sharoi, Kulan Lechaiva. Sanhedrin that said, everyone said, Chaiva Paitanoisa. We patter. My time of keeping the Gemiri. Halonas Dilam Evelus Chusa. Vahani Sulay Chazile. Vahani Sulay Chazile. That we extend the din. We have it overnight. That we should find Chusim over here. This Bezin couldn't find any Chus. So Mela, they're out. They host it out, and we do not go with this bezin. I'm a bechin. I'm a shivim sanedi ala balei kaima. Tall people, the balei chachma, smart people, the balei mara. That people that come there should be scared. The balei zkena, older people, the balei ksafim. Bezin has to know kishif. Why do they have to know kishif? Because if someone comes to them and does kishif to try to kill them, they'll know how to do kishif back and stop them from getting killed. The yoidim ba'ayin lashon. They'll know 70 languages. Shalaites and Hedish Hamas be a Meturgaman, like we saw this Gemara Makkas, that they're not allowed to hear from a Meturgaman, they have to hear it straight from the person.
Every person in the Bezin, the whole Bezin has to know.
Yes. Amma Biudam Rab, Emeshivim Sanadi, Amishayde, not the whole Bezin, only part of it.
Each person has to know another language, or the whole, each.
Oh, whatever it is. Someone has to know all that 70.
Amma Biudam. No. I'm
going to
tell you what that guy's name.
It's you, what I'm hearing.
Oh, we'll see. Come on. It's not Aiden P.A. that. The problem is Aiden P.A. now, she says. No.
So meaning every one of the Sanhedrin has to speak a different language?
No.
Not necessarily everybody has to know all language.
Right. One guy can know all Ayin, and that's it. Minatayr. Someone who's such a lamdan, someone who's such a lamdan that would know how to be Matayr Sheretz. Even though the Maisa is. Even though. No, it's, he's saying a lamdan.
Zakti Mohammed.
He knows enough learning to convince you. Amr Av, I need all the I have no problem. I can be Matayr. Uman Nachash, because I make a Kavachim. Uman Nachash and Mamis. And Nachash can kill people. Uman Abatuma. And he's being mad, but Tuma Ba'ilam, still he's Tar, he's not one of the Shemayna Shratzim, that's automatic Tame. Sheret, Sheheni Meim, it's a Sheret, it's a little bug. Doesn't kill, can't kill. Umar Batuma, it's not Meim, it's Umar Batuma. And it's Shehet Tar, isn't it a Kolshkin that should be Tar? And still we say it's Tame. So I have a reason why a Sheret should be Tar. So Gemar Balai, means to have a Kites Ba'alma, a thorn, could kill people, and.
You don't burn it.
You don't burn it. You see, it's a. Akashi. We keep it to the next day. The machus the next. Shemim to them time is chus. Al kaim emasha. They must be tell us abis. People should be scared then. Like shavim lahem is mechashim. Abaytim mechashvein. People that b'teach and mechashvein. They're not to meet the bezin. The galus al mechashim. We see some b'teach and mechashvein. Kana mitzi.
No.
I understand with that. How many lachas? But they don't have to know kish of itself. Mipiyam etorgim and shabon ad elayzim lahem. If namely, it's not the Hamid Militsa Menem, the NPA, my Nocho Shamemis, other behemoth, my Batuma, the Velis, the Tumas Mace, the Mabatuma, the world by them. I read a talk, Shamais, the enemy of Shaman Shatsu. The law you love Kavachim, you know the Tumas and Kavachim, the Inzachima, Ki Imumemis, the Mabatuma, Shaykumaki, and Yishkaitsim, the Thorn Shamemisim, the Mabatuma, they themselves are.
What's the